This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, February 18. Lead us not into temptation. Our passage comes from James chapter 1. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. When tempted, no one should say, "God is tempting me," for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. Don't be deceived, my dear brothers and sisters. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. The petition, "Lead us not into temptation," has often confused people. It can be misread to imply that God leads us into temptation. But would God actually do that? No. As we reflect on this petition, let's be perfectly clear. God does not tempt us, period. But, as the book of James helps us understand, God does allow testing and trials. God tested Abraham, Moses, Job, and others. Jesus himself faced temptations in the wilderness, testing at the hands of religious leaders, and an unimaginable trial as he gave up his own life to pay the debt of our sins. God allows testing and trials as opportunities for refining our faith. It's not so that he can say, "Gotcha," or pounce on our failings or make accusations. Out of fatherly love, God can use trials and testing to nudge us along in our growth and faith as followers of Jesus. When we pray, "Lead us not into temptation," we're humbly admitting our own weakness and tendency to stumble. We're reaching out in sheer dependence on God. We're asking him to guide and help us through every trial and temptation of life. We're trusting and believing with all of our hearts that he will never leave us or forsake us, but always love and protect us. Pray with me. We confess, Father, that we have no strength on our own to resist temptations. Please guide and protect us. We trust that you will never lead us where your grace cannot keep us safe in your care. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.